Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want you to talk to the people around you, and as you look to the year ahead, I want you to answer this question. How do you feel about it in one word? How do you feel about the year ahead in one word? Off you go. Okay, we'll not come back together. Just as a straw poll, just because I'm interested. Put your hands up if the words that you were talking about were positive words. This is a sign. Oh, not too bad. Put your hands up if they were kind of negative or non-committal words. Okay, so it's a spread and some of you are not voting. That's fine. So absolutely fine. We would have had all sorts of different words. Some would have been happy and excited. Some would have been sad or worried. And that's understandable. Because the truth is, none of us know what this year holds. And when you look to the news headlines for hope, they usually don't make us feel any more positive. Because usually they are headlines of doom and gloom and fear. But this morning, friends, I have good news for you. Not bad news, good news. Good news that means you don't have to begin this year feeling sad or worried or scared. Because with Jesus as our shepherd, we can look forward to this year with confidence. Not a confidence found in ourselves, but a confidence found in Jesus, our shepherd. And that confidence is in the Bible, and it's in this man called David. So have a look at verse 4 with me, because there we see what David's confidence is. And what we're going to do for some of these verses is we're going to read them aloud all together. So we're going to do that with verse 4. So in a moment, I'll start reading, and then you join in with me. Here's verse 4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, to help us think about this a bit, I need a volunteer. Now, this volunteer, before you go for it, you need to be led blindfolded by me from there to the place of refreshment, which is the crunchy bite. Dressing up as a sheep is optional. The blindfold is optional. Your eyes closed is you need to, okay? So any volunteers to be a sheep for me? No volunteer. Oh, Kerry, still can be a volunteer? You sure? Do you want to go with Mummy? You don't have to. Andy. Just because I thought you've always got to have a backup plan with these services. And Andy is a wonderful backup plan. This needs to go in. Oh, well, you can dress up if you want, but it's quite small, mate. I mean, it's a child costume. You can have a crack if you like, but I'm just not sure how this is going to work out. But you know what? You know what? It's New Year. Let's live dangerously, hey? We don't need to fear. Jesus is with us. Go on. Oh, you actually want me to put it on you? Goodness me. How old are you? Oh, yeah, it does all right. It might work. Okay, go on then. Go with it. Now, is the tail the right way around? That was what? Yeah, well done. Nice. They were all laughing because they knew that was the case. Are you going to wear it like that? You're not going to go for the arms? The arms might be a bit risky. It's a bit risky. Okay. So what's going to happen is you're going to hold on to my staff, the staff that guides. I'm going to lead him through the path of danger to the place of rest and refreshment, which is represented by the crunchy bite. Do you like crunchy bites, Andy?
Yes.
That's a shame. I was hoping to get it for myself. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. I'll live. Right. You ready? You grab hold of this.
Yep.
Okay, hang on, wait a minute. Just got to adjust the darkest valley. Right, go. Okay. This is more nerve-wracking than it was with a child. If you injure yourself, it could be... Yeah, let's not go there. Right, hang on. Whoop! That's all right, I was taking one for you there. That's what the shepherd does. We'll think about that in a minute. You're nervous, aren't you? You don't have to be nervous. I'm guiding you. I'm a shepherd. Keep going. There you are. Right. Take your blindfold off. It's a thing of beauty. Watch. Look, there you go. It's a crunchy bite. Take that. You can't keep the sheep costume. Sorry, dude. Can't keep it. Great. Thanks, Andy. Great. Now, look. If you and I are honest, life is a little bit like Andy walking blindfold. You might not think it is. You might think you know what's going to happen. That box of cornflakes that you're hoping for tomorrow morning, it will be there. It was bought at Tesco last night. The sun will come up, perhaps hidden by the clouds. And the Wi-Fi will work. You might think you're quite confident about what's going to happen tomorrow. But think about the year that's just gone. None of us knew it would be the last year of the Queen. None of us knew there'd be three prime ministers in the space of a year. None of us knew it would be so hot in England we'd have to stay inside. Or at least I didn't. You see, for us, sometimes life is like walking in the dark. We can't see what's ahead. Perhaps this year you may get news about a family member who's sick. Or perhaps who dies. Something bad might happen to us. We don't know. And not knowing usually makes us feel worried and scared. And yet when the writer David felt like that in his life, look what he sings at the start of verse 4. He sings, "I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Now David wasn't scared because he suddenly becomes super brave and super strong. It was because he knew the Lord, his shepherd, was with him. Even though David couldn't see what was ahead, he knew the Lord could. That's what brought David comfort. You see, a shepherd uses a staff to guide his sheep, to guide them through all the dangers that the fields and valleys may bring, and to bring them to a place of safety and comfort, which is exactly what I was doing with Andy to the crunchy bite. David says the Lord does exactly that for him. Did you see that? We're going to read verse 2 together just to get it in our heads. Have a look down at verse 2 of Psalm 23 and let's read it together. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. You see, with the Lord as his shepherd, David was confident that that's where he'd be guided to. A place of safety and rest. And he knows the Lord knows the right way. Look at verse 3. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. You see, the Lord, the shepherd, he doesn't need Google Maps. He knows the right way to go. He never gets it wrong. There's not a faster route or another route that uses less petrol. There is no better way than the shepherd goes. Because his way is the way. So even when you and I go through the darkest valley, even when you and I wake up scared and worried about what that day may bring, we don't have to be afraid. Because the Lord our shepherd is with us. He knows what's ahead. Nothing surprises him or catches him off guard. He is there to guide us. And he guides us by giving us the Bible with truths in there that we can hold on to even when life doesn't make sense. And so this morning, will we listen to the Lord our shepherd? Will we let him guide us? Perhaps this year you could make it a regular habit of listening to your shepherd in the Bible as you read it. Because when you do, it will remind us, as David does, that the goodness and love of Jesus our shepherd is with us every single day. In fact, our shepherd is so good and so loving that he was willing to lay down his life for the sheep. See, the Lord Jesus is our shepherd who is willing to die on a cross so that our wonderful future would be secure. And that wonderful future is in verses 5 and 6. So let's read it together. Verses 5 and 6 of Psalm 23. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That future is a victory party. where we will be with God and his people forever in a place of rest and safety and peace and refreshment and maybe even crunchy bites. Whatever dark valleys you and I go through this year, however dark it seems, whatever tunnels you have to go through, there will always be a light at the end of them. Because it's our shepherd. Jesus, our shepherd, will guide us as we listen to his voice and trust his words in the Bible. So I'm going to pray now before we sing, that that would be a comfort to us in those dark valleys. Perhaps you're going through them right now. As I pray, let's pray that God would bring comfort to us. Let's pray. Father, if we're feeling happy and excited about the year to come, then thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you that we feel that way. But when things happen that make us feel worried or scared, help us to trust Jesus, our good shepherd, who guides us in the Bible and is always with us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to ask you to do something very clever, which is to keep your finger in Psalm 23 and make your way to Proverbs 3, which is page, let me just use my notes to get it, page 637. Come up on the screen, but you'll need to keep your finger in Psalm 23 as well, which I've lost. So you see, it's very tricky. I told you it was tricky. And I'm going to read to you a couple of verses from Proverbs 3, because that's going to help us as we think about the next part of our psalm. Verses 11 and 12, page 637. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son he delights in. So we've seen already that Jesus is the shepherd that we need because he guides us with his staff through the darkest valleys. But there's something else I want to show you from this psalm. Did you notice as we sung, there were two instruments that brought comfort? One was the staff. What was the other? Louder so I can hear. My hearing's dodgy. The rod. Thank you. The rod. I have a rod. I'm not sure if it's the rod, but it's a rod. Now the rod, now the staff, right? That was used to guide sheep. The rod's a bit different. This was used to bring back sheep that were wandering off. A little bit like that one over there. I don't know where he's going. It was to bring sheep from a place of danger to a place of safety, because sometimes sheep need a good prod. And that's a good thing. So did you notice that in Psalm 23, not only does the staff bring comfort to David as he's guided, but the rod brings comfort to him too. See, David sees the Lord's prodding as his loving discipline. Now, I understand some of us may have experienced discipline in our lives without the love that should be behind it. And if that's been your experience, I'm sorry that's been your experience. Please know that the Lord's discipline is nothing like that. Because when God disciplines, we saw why from the writer of Proverbs. Look back at that verse, those verses with me, where the writer says, my son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son he delights in. Now, to help us think about this, would anyone like to be prodded with this stick? I love the fact you've said yes, Joel. But most of us know. No one wants to be prodded with a stick because it doesn't feel very nice. Because being told off for something we've done wrong is never a fun thing. In fact, when we are told off, we're more likely to get angry or cross with the person who's told us off and are tempted not to like them very much. But in Proverbs, when the father tells his son that when God tells him off, he does it for his own good because he loves him. And the same is true of Jesus, our shepherd. You see, when Jesus tells us off, he does it because he loves us. He doesn't do it because he punishes us. Jesus has taken all the punishment we will ever receive on the cross when he died there. So Jesus, when he disciplines us, is never punishing us. He's disciplining us because he's a shepherd who loves us so much that he doesn't want us to wander away from him. Now, this next picture I want you to think about with the people next to you. Imagine you had a child who started walking onto the road. What would you do? Okay, chat to the people next to you. You had a child or children, even worse, walking into the road. What would you do? Off you go. Okay, let's come back together. You can tell me your solutions over tea and coffee. Here's one option. You allow the child to make their own mistakes. Let them keep walking. Maybe they did look both ways first. They might learn better if they make their own mistakes. We don't want to tell them off or come down hard on them. That would not be what I would do. You get in there. You grab their hand, you yank them away from the road, and you get them away from danger. And once your heart rate has got below 160 and you count to 10, you tell that child that their road safety awareness needs some work. You get in there, don't you? You discipline because you love that child too much to let them wander into danger. That's how Jesus feels about you and me. That's how he feels about you and me. When we start to wander and stray, we should expect Jesus, our good shepherd, to grab us back. Perhaps we start to wander and stray when we stop trusting God loves us when we're going through a hard time. Maybe it's when we feel that being at church isn't that important anymore. I can just watch it online in my pajamas. Sorry if you're doing that, by the way. Maybe it's when sin becomes more attractive than how God wants us to live. Maybe it's when we get distracted by this life and forget about the victory party that's going to come forever when we trust in Jesus. Whatever it is, however you and I wander and stray, we should expect our good shepherd Jesus to prod us, not to punish, but because he loves us. He loves us too much to let us wander away from him. Now look, he might do that as we hear his word in the Bible and we realize we've done something wrong and we need to say sorry and turn back to him. He might do it like that. Or he might use our brothers and sisters in church to help us see that we're wandering away from Jesus and encourage us back to him. He might do that by allowing us to face the results of our choices and then by his grace help us to see our need to return to him. And when any of those things happen, it would be so easy to get angry at Jesus or to give up on Jesus. It'd be easy to see it not as Jesus' loving discipline. But when you and I attempted to feel like that, remember who Jesus is. He's the good shepherd who loves us too much to see us wander away from him. And remember where that shepherd is leading us. From the darkest valleys to the victory party, the place of safety and rest and refreshment. And so look, whatever happens this year for you, whatever happens this year for me, Jesus is the shepherd that we need. He guides us through the darkest valleys. And he loves us so much that he will prod us so that when we start to wander, so that we can stay on track with him. And so this year, do not fear. Jesus, our good shepherd, is here. He prods us and guides us so that we stay near. I'm going to give you a chance to respond to what we've heard now. And some of the ways we're going to do that are going to come obvious. It's a PowerPoint slide that's going to come up. It might be with the people around you. You want to discuss, how does Jesus being your shepherd make you feel? That's something we think about with our hearts. How does it make you feel? Perhaps it might be praying with those around you in the light of what we heard. It might be you just want to sit and think about it for yourself or pray by yourself. Let's make sure we respond to what we've heard this morning. And in a few moments' time, I will close in prayer. So music will be played just to help us do that. But let's respond to what we've heard this morning. Father, we thank you that Jesus is the good shepherd that we need. Thank you that he is a shepherd who guides us and prods us because he loves us. And we thank you that this shepherd, the Lord Jesus, is always with us. And so in a moment of quiet, we pray for those who we know and love, that they would be comforted by the truth that Jesus is or can be their good shepherd. And we pray that whatever we go through this year, as individuals, as families, as church family, help us to remember that you are leading us, that your way is the best way, and help us to trust you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.